6 minutes past 11, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
I'm really delighted to have on the line, Darren, a very good person. I met at a function in which we raised some very important funds at Viviano's, as you know, the lovely restaurant up at Dural, the beautiful restaurant. And I was very much taken back by the person whom we raised that funds for. And that, of course, is Kelly Doyle. She's an amazing person, and I thought our listeners would like to know what she has been doing, what she continues to do, and it truly is an amazing story. Welcome, Kelly.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thanks, Darren.
Well, great to have you online and great to hear about your stories for our listeners on Spotlight this morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Kelly, let's get right into it because I know how busy you are. I mean, your days are long and probably not long enough in all the things that happen, and particularly in your world, which is so unexpected. Tell us about Foster Angels first.
Sure. Yeah, well, my husband and I founded Foster Care Angels back in 2011. We were foster carers and we just wanted to, we saw some gaps in the system and wanted to do a little bit more. So we founded the children's charity Foster Care Angels as a way to, I guess, help more kids in the foster care system in New South Wales. So our founding program was care packages for kids when they first enter foster care, a very traumatic day. We were crisis carers and we would, have the kids as soon as they were removed from their families. Not one of them came with anything but the clothes on their back. And we just thought, such a traumatic day, these kids deserve better. And so our care packages contained toys and books and school supplies and toiletries and a soft teddy bear. And we had different age groups and backpacks for boys and girls. And we saw the comfort that they took in receiving that care package on probably the worst day of their life.
And Kelly, I want people to just for one moment think about that. Yeah. Here are these particularly young children, and might call young children under, say, 18, but young children, because we're going to talk later about those over 18, but particularly young children, and again, particularly those who cover that spectrum, being in an environment that's, if I can say this word, toxic or requires removal by legislation or regulation.
Yeah.
And going out with the clothes that they have on them, nothing. And that could be at any time of the day. That could be, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is nice, or it could be 3 o'clock in the morning. They were removed from that environment. And I think people need to understand it wasn't what I call tea and bickies. They were removed with what they had at a time, again, when most kids are sleeping or doing things like that, going somewhere that they had no comprehension of where they were going, and to go to people that they had no idea about.
Well, that's right. I mean, the children in New South Wales are removed when they are at imminent risk of significant harm. So, it's not the tea and bicky stuff that you talk about, Jim. These are the real, really dangerous situations that the state just has to come and remove the kids immediately. And although they're going somewhere safe and somewhere nice and with good, decent people, they don't know that. All the kids know is that they are with strangers. They're somewhere that's unfamiliar. And sometimes no matter how bad home is, it's still home. It's what the kids know. So anything other than that, it can be terrifying.
Well, unfortunately, those environments can become what they call normalised and so on. But from Darren and I and 90.5 and Spotlight in particular, we want to thank you. Thank you so much for having the courage and the conviction to do that. That truly is amazing, because we can fall into a situation of simply saying, I'm too busy, I can't do that. And our listeners need to understand that is a not-for-profit organisation. And you run, if I can say this, and I'll say it, on an oily rag to try and make things better for human beings. And I can't thank you enough. And when I've learned, and I was saying to Darren this morning, you've lost 93% of your revenue or income or grants or a combination of all of that. It just breaks our heart to know that you can be in a position where you may not be able to do what you want to do because of those funding situations. But again, we'll talk about that. And I just want to again thank you for Foster Care Angels. I know Darren's heart had taken in the significance of what you do when we were talking, and myself. But interestingly, you've now come across a small schism which requires even more granular understanding for people who have just turned 18. You think there's a real need because they're a missing part in the equation, if you like.
Well, yeah, I think as our kids were young, we tended to focus on the kids in foster care and what they needed, and I guess the organisation was driven to a large degree by our experience, and so we had, you know, had done carer conferences to upskill and retain carers, and we'd done a few of those things, and as our kids got older, we sort of moved into the area of training and support for the teenagers that were preparing to leave foster care. Now, particularly, there's lots of young people that live in hotels across New South Wales. It's called alternative care arrangements, and they're essentially hotels and caravans. There's also many, many more living in residential care facilities or group homes, they're often known by. So we just wanted to explore a little bit what happens when these young people turn 18. So funding stops. They're no longer vulnerable children. They're adults. And literally on the day they turn
18. It's funny what a day can do, isn't it? It's funny what it's funny what a day can do at 17 years.
Absolutely.
And 11 months and 29 days, one day later, everything's fine.
Well, it's terrifying. The kids call it D-Day, their 18th birthday, and I know that my kids were, you know, they turned 18 in the beginning of middle of year 12, so that, you know, they had their party, they were looking forward to, you know, their formal and schoolies and all the normal things that most people take for granted. And these kids refer to their 18th birthday as D-Day. It's the day that they are exited from care, and exited is a nice way of saying evicted. And there's really little more than there's refuges, there's transitional housing. It's all very short term. And then we just started to explore, well, what happens to these kids and what are their outcomes? And their outcomes are terrifying. And if I can just go through a few of them, just to really to put it into perspective, that in the years, and this is also considering that half of 18 to 24-year-olds have never left the family home. So, you know, anyone with adult kids know that they're not going anywhere anytime soon. But for kids in care, when they turn 18, they've successfully made it to adulthood and they're on their merry way. So in the year that follows that abrupt exit, 35% of young people with a care experience experience homelessness, and that's compared to 1% of the general population in the same age group. That's huge.
That's a huge difference, Kelly, and it must be terrifying for them to come up to D-Day and then not know what's happening in, say, and as you said, the next 5 to even 10 years of their life, when most young adults will still be at home and having that support of their home environment. Yep. So it must be shocking for them.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of flow on from that 65% of these young people don't complete year 12. Compared to 21% of the general population. And I think it all just, it gets in your head that, you know, you're kicked out when you're 18, what's the point in finishing school? And what is the point, you know? But the fact that they do lack that education then flows on to affect their employability. So 29% of this cohort are unemployed compared to just over 9% of the general population. They're overrepresented in the criminal justice system. Almost 50% of boys and 20% of girls have had contact with the criminal justice system, compared to less than 1% of the general population of the same age. So the flow-on effects for these kids are just terrible. And the last one that really struck out to me was that 28% of these kids are already parents. So that's three times more likely than their peers to be parents at that age.
Yeah, a vicious cycle in many ways.
Alive 90.5.
20 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren. How can the community of the Hills and Parramatta, Cumberland and just general our listeners, how can they more both understand and assist with these sorts of issues with the young people who are coming out of foster care?
Well, there really isn't anything for these young people. So in May, we launched our new program, which is called the Launchpad. And what that aims to do is ultimately empower, educate, support, and change these negative life trajectories that are almost certain. So we provide safe, subsidised long-term housing. So we provide this support until the young people turn 25, so potentially 7 years. We look to put in individualised programs to re-engage them in some form of education, whether it be, you know, back at school, TAFE. You know, some kids want to go to uni, but, you know, just have no idea of how to even go about that. Helping them get employment and life skills, I think, is the biggest thing that they miss out. And it's things that young people, you learn kind of organically just living with mum and dad and living in a family. But if the kids are living in hotels and group homes with rotating staff around the clock without anyone that really has a vested interest in them, they're missing out on so many of these life skills. And it's things like financial literacy, healthy relationships, boundary setting, all those sorts of things that are missed. So we do a lot of life skills training with them as well and match them up with a mentor.
That sounds great. So we always want our listeners here on Spotlight and Alive 90.5 to understand how they can get connected to great programs like the Launchpad. So yeah. How can people find out more and get connected? And are you looking for people to be mentors, for example?
We will be. If anyone is interested in finding out more, we've got a website. It's either fostercareangels.org.au or the launchpad.org.au. From time to time, we will, as we take on more young people into the program, we will need mentors, and we will be putting that information out on the website if there's anyone interested in that. But we're always looking for people who, as Jim said, yes, we've lost about 93% of our funding with COVID, but stopping or pausing is not an option for these kids. They've got no one else, so we have to find a way to keep going. So we're always looking for businesses or individuals that agree that these kids deserve better, and setting them up to fail is not in anyone's interest. So we're tax deductible. We welcome any donations of any size. And I guess it's just shining a light on that this isn't good enough, and that funded care for these kids really needs to extend beyond 18 to give these kids the same, I guess, start in life as most other kids have.
Well, Kelly, on behalf of Darren and myself, we just want to thank you so much for sharing with us these stories. These are about beautiful human beings that are put into environments through no choice of their own, and you and your husband and family have taken on the commitment with others and your volunteers, and I know a few of them, to try and help these people. You're an amazing person, and I say that without fear or favour. And if there's anything that we can do, we'd love to have you come back and tell us more about what you're doing. Unfortunately, we all like our numbers to grow. You are in an environment where your numbers continue to grow and you need more and more resources. We'll be here to try and help you. Just let our listeners know, how can they get in contact with you?
So our website, we have a Facebook page, my phone number and email are there. It's just kelly@fostercareangels.org.au. Love to have a conversation with anyone who wants to find out a little bit more and find out how they can help change the lives of these young people.
That sounds great, Kelly, and thank you for your time this morning, and we hope that our listeners can share and take part of the great initiatives of the Launchpad and other things you do at Foster Care Angels, and we appreciate and applaud you for the work that you're doing for the community.
Oh, thank you so much, guys, and thank you so much for having me.
Welcome.
Alive 90.5.